Connect, communicate, and collaborate at school with Vivi. Much more than wireless screen mirroring, Vivi encourages classroom engagement, builds school community, and supports school safety efforts. Vivi leverages a school's network of displays in classrooms and across the campus to keep students, teachers, and staff engaged and informed. Wireless screen mirroring, digital signage, emergency alerts, announcements, and more. Find out more information at vivi.io.
Hey, welcome back to TCEA 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are and what they do and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Okay, I am Carrie Moulton. I am the Technology Integration Support Specialist for Bourbonnais Elementary School District in Bourbonnais, Illinois, which is just south of Chicago. And I've actually had Vivi for the last 3 years, and I helped incorporate it and integrate it into our district.
Oh, cool.
She's one of our biggest fans. We very much appreciate her.
I love them. They love me. It works.
It's a love relationship.
It is. Good to bring your fans.
Yes, very much. No, she's amazing. I swear we don't pay her to say that.
No.
My name is Juliana Finnegan, and I'm the VP Educator Experience at Vivi. Prior to joining Vivi, I was a high school chemistry, eighth grade science teacher for 10 years in Title I schools, then worked for Graduate School of Education, was an adjunct professor, did designing curriculum, and then moved over to an educational nonprofit focused on engaging, equitable, and effective learning for all students. So really did a ton of research on, like, what does that mean to build those type of personalized, mastery-based, whole child support experiences for students. And then moved over to Vivi because the co-founder chatted with me at a conference and started telling me about it. And I was like, oh, another ed tech tool. And then I was like, wow, this is something that would have really helped me in my classroom. And so it's pretty powerful and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump in since you are both obviously big fans of it. For those who are listening and don't know, tell us about Vivi. What is Vivi?
Okay, so I'll do like the little bit and then you can jump in, okay. Carrie, because like she's got it in the wild.
For those listening, she is chomping at the bit.
Carrie's
like,
I love it.
I got this.
I'll do like the really quick one. So it's literally a little blue box that you can attach to any projector, TV, interactive flat panel, and then all of a sudden you can wirelessly screen share as a teacher, and then students can share as well, which is really where that active engagement happens. And up to 4 kids can share their screen at the same time. So wireless screen sharing, a ton of instructional tools, but the other side is it also does digital signage. So it can actually turn on every single screen in a school and have morning announcements. You can turn on the 4th grade class, be like, reminder, bring your bags lunch tomorrow because you have a school visit. It can also do emergency alerts. So the fire drill goes off, turns on every single screen, and has a visual of how to get out of the school. So the real beauty of it is a lot of times we add tech and we have like tech that specifically does this, specifically does this, specifically does this, but it really hits a multitude of spectrums with operational, from like digital signage, emergency alerts, to really the untethering teacher from the front of the classroom, to instructional tools that really get to that like targeted relevant content, actively engaging, socially connected, growth oriented, impactful learning experience for students. So that's like my little bit, but Carrie.
So I'll say the reason we got it was it was right after COVID, we had a lot more teachers trying to do casting. And we had teachers bringing in Chromecasts, mm-hmm. and Chromecasts are not safe. Mm-hmm. And so our district tech leader was like, hey, I don't even know if he found it or they found us, and we tried it out and we loved it because it's a safe way to cast. It's on your network and you can see what's going on, so no one can infiltrate it. It's wonderful because I love it. One of the things is on their dashboard is if a box is working, it has a heartbeat. And if it's not working, it's a red line, so it's flatlined. It's dead.
Wow.
I'm like, oh,
great.
Baby's dead. But it's really nice because on my end, I can then come in the morning and I can see, oh, okay, this room is not working. I'm prepared before even the teacher gets there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can see like what's going on. We can also manage it from our office and not necessarily have to be at every single building. And the digital signage is amazing. And also the live announcements. We've had a teacher or a building for the last year and a half doing morning announcements with the live announcements. So the teacher the principal and the assistant principal and a student come on to everyone's screen every morning. They do the announcements, they do the pledge, they do the tiger pledge, and like they talk about it. And it's just great to put that face mm-hmm. to the name.
Oh, yeah.
The kids seeing it mm-hmm. and they love it. And it's just one of the things that they like get mad when it doesn't work sometimes because like internet or things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
And the one thing that I totally forgot to say, and that you highlighted, is it's all centrally managed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can actually see how many hours students are sharing, just how many hours teachers are sharing. So having conversations around student-driven learning. It also gives you, like you said, a heartbeat every single day. So if you have 1,000 in your district, you can see all of the heartbeats, and it lets you know if one of them goes offline, you can remotely reboot. So you're not having to drive, like Chicago, you don't want to be driving to every campus. Mm-hmm. So, and then I think just like leveraging the tool to build that community and culture and joy, quite honestly, throughout the day, which is something that I know has been hard in the past few years.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
I was gonna say also my favorite thing too is anyone can do it. So like I can go into any single room and automatically open up my Chromebook, click Vivi, and share.
Sure.
Where in previous years it's like, let me log in and all that. Like it's like takes
dongle.
Yes. Yeah. It takes away that like setup in 10 mere seconds.
Well, the beautiful part is for districts that have already invested in, say, just televisions in the classroom, flat screens, this is a much more cost-effective and powerful, you know, replacement instead of having to replace it with a $4,000 or $5,000 touchscreen.
Right. 100%.
We're getting exactly the same stuff. So let's talk about that. Let's dig down into the way student interactivity, the teachers love it. Let's talk about how it changed the dynamics of learning in the classroom, because that's the really cool part about it. Like,
well, it's no longer the kid has to, like, first of all, when I would go in, because prior to my position, I was the technology teacher and a history teacher and kindergarten teacher. So I would go in to help teachers, and they'd be like, okay, everyone share their presentation with me. Send me an email. And I'd be like, oh my God, you just sent yourself 30 emails. What is wrong with you?
And they're probably not all shared with you.
No, right? Yes. And then, you know, so then I would switch them over to Google Classroom, where at least, okay, you don't need that. And now it's like, they don't have to share with you. They have to push a button. And then they don't also have to necessarily go up to the board. They can stay at their seat and still be able to teach the class and teach their peers, but not have that like nervousness of, oh my God, I have to be at the front of the board. Mm-hmm. And it's the ease of like anyone sharing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can see that for the teachers also. The teacher doesn't have to stand in front of the classroom anymore.
Right.
Yeah, they can move about the room.
Yeah.
Well, and you've mentioned several times, you know, anybody can do this. They can. So, does it also have provisions to where not just anybody can do this, right? Because, you know, on one hand, I get it. You know, hey, I can walk in and do this.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are some listeners who are like, holy crud, that means anybody can walk into my classroom. All of a sudden they go, oh, thanks, Vivi.
You know.
I mean, you can answer that.
I mean, I will say that my sons both go to my district, and so I have been known to, like, open up the same classroom and like be like, hi, you know, because that's just me. But no, you can't, like, for students, they have to request it. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing too is you preview it before they're going to show it up there. So
you just have great control over
great control.
That's
awesome.
And also just like for guests who come in. So if you have like guest presenters, they have to put in a certain code to get in. They get a guest access. Cool. But again, that guest can present without having to think like, what type of dongle do they have? How do we share? Like, do I need to share my deck? Like all of those things. It's really like, I always say, Vivi, it's leveraging technology to build teacher capacity, like save us time, and also impact student learning. And it's like the same thing that can do both of those pieces.
So what does that look like from the end user? Like, so I walk in, I'm a presenter, we're gonna come in, we're gonna do a dog and pony show in front of your class, and we're gonna present with our devices. What do we do to connect to Vivi?
So for us, 9 times out of 10, we know ahead of time, which is wonderful.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So I actually have a...
you don't want us just randomly showing you.
I mean, hey. Right?
But usually the administrator will email and be like, hey, how's it go? So I actually have instructions. And so for us, they get on our guest network. I will enter a code and I'll be like, how long? So we have a life education bus, which is through our ROE, and they usually come for like 2 weeks. So for that, I will set the guest code from Friday at 7 a.m. until the last day at 4 p.m.
Sure.
And then it's the same guest code. For you, if you're just coming in for that 1 hour, I'll give you like, I usually kind of buffer it just in case, but I give you a code and you just go to web.vivi.io. Right?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's it. And then you enter the code, you enter your name, and there you are. You do have to be on our network, our guest network. So.
And so there's a web-based app so that you can use it as a presenter. And you don't have to download.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how this has changed communication. That's the biggest part. Doing this 30 years, between us 60, you know, we've been in tech a long time, especially ed tech, and we've been in education a long time. And we know education communication is one of our biggest breakdowns. Just keeping everybody on the same page from the top administration down to the classroom teacher, down to the cafeteria folks, you know, it's a big deal. Let's talk about how this has changed the communication for your district and the opportunities that's, you know, broadened that ability to get more communication out there.
I will say we have to keep buying more Vivis because our buildings love having the digital, they have TVs that they can put the digital signage.
Yeah.
So it started with one elementary where they have a large TV when you first walk in, and on that it's pictures of things that have happened throughout the day, throughout the year. They also, because you can kind of set up a playlist, they have the weather come up every 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because we in Illinois don't go outside if it's below a certain temperature. Shocking. So it's nice because then, like, there's no question. They can see the weather. There's the time. So it's just great. And so that's spread to other buildings. And then in our junior high, we have TVs in, like, every single hallway where they put in, it's called the Tiger Talk, and it's just the different news things that, yeah, information for the students. So we have one where it was, like, it was around Christmas time, bringing in non-perishables for one of our nonprofits, you know, things like that, just a way to announce. But yeah, they keep buying TVs, so we have to keep buying Vivis to just keep adding them. And
I fully support this.
Yeah, it's great.
And we can tell that is that's breaking Juliana's heart.
Yeah,
it really is. She's just like, I'm so sorry that your district keeps buying TVs that you have
to
keep putting Vivis on.
That UI did, you said it has a playlist and stuff. So when you're doing your signage, you can just pop stuff in there.
Yeah, actually.
A website or, you know, anything that you want to show, anything you want to
pretty
show.
Pretty much. And actually in our intermediate building, we only have, they just built a new addition, so they have the TVs. No one else does yet in that building. But they do, it's the fourth grade wing, and one of our reading interventionists has come up with questions. So, like, every week it's a different amount of questions. It might be like, what's the verb in this sentence?
Yeah.
And really what's nice is you can attach Google Slides to it.
Yeah.
So she set it up the one time, and now all she has to do is change the Google Slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We just we took our elementary kids to the symphony, to it's a play along with the symphony. But the part they loved the most is when they got there on the big screen above the symphony were questions about musical instruments. And, you know, that's the thing about this. They come in that morning from the bus or from the car line, and they're seeing those first questions, and it stimulates them, getting them ready for the classroom. That's pretty cool. That's really cool usage.
Do word scrambles. Have a scrambled word up there.
Yeah.
And you know, say how long it's going to be, like how long you want it. So it's just really nice that it's changing, and I can essentially tell them how to do it one time, and then they just change the one thing, and it's like they're like, this is so easy, I don't have to hardly think about it. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and then one of the other things that you guys have touched on is the fact that you can have global events, but then you can also break it down into, I presume, whatever groups you decide you want to call them. And is that all done inside the Vivi environment versus like Google Admin or something like that? It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, my district superintendent could talk to every single device in the district, or he could break it down to.
And, you know, just having done this, that's hard to find.
It is.
We have some Promethean boards here, we have some smart tech here, we've got all kinds of stuff. None of those do that. You can't stream to everything along that line. Would love to see that. That's a really big game changer.
And we are a very mixture of TVs and projectors, and we have interactive projectors, and we have regular. Mm-hmm. Like, we do not have all of the same. And so the fact that Vivi makes it
common,
everything.
Yeah, commonality. That's beautiful right there. Okay, so a great question everyone likes to ask, if there's a superintendent or educator listening to this, they're going to say, onboarding, what's it take? Is this going to take me weeks? Is this going to take me hours? How long does this take? And this is for both of you. Like, once we say, well, we want 300 of them.
Yay.
So, I mean, is it literally HDMI cable to the device and plug it in and you're...
Essentially.
Yeah.
Like, we had a little bit of learning curve at the very beginning, only because we went wirelessly first.
Oh, yeah.
And it still worked, but there were glitches. It's wireless.
Sure. It's wireless. Wireless.
Yeah, it's wireless. Wireless.
Yeah. It's wireless. Trust you have to think about like the thickness of the wall.
Yes.
And like, I mean, right. Yes. Like think of our
convention
center right
yes,
now.
I was just going to say, think of the experience that you have at your general conference.
At the tech
and
conference, the tech doesn't always work.
I did iPads in 2009, so you can guess what that's like.
Yes.
So yes.
Yeah. And so it was on our plan to hardwire everything. And perfect. So we just moved it up a little.
Sure.
But I will have to say, like, experience was amazing. Mm-hmm. First of all, now being in Chicago, it kind of shipped out of Milwaukee, I think. Something like that. It literally showed up the next day.
Yeah.
So that was like amazing because that's not common right now, especially this was like right after COVID. And installing it was easy. They have been amazing with their support. I meet with my, what is her title?
CSM. Success Manager.
Monthly. And like they have PD if we need it. They're always asking, what do you need from us?
The value add. And that's a big deal. The value add PD that we were talking about yesterday at the booth yesterday, we were talking about that. And you think, wait, why would they? Oh, that's awesome. They provide value added PD. They're thinking about the very finite thing at the end, which is student education. Mm-hmm. That's what they're thinking about. This isn't about anything else but, you know, our final goal. So that's pretty awesome.
And really making sure that the PD matches the need. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, like, everybody who adopts Vivi may be adopting it for a different thing initially, right? And so it's all about like celebrating small milestones. Okay, so every teacher is now wirelessly screen sharing. Great. Now let's start looking at some of the instructional tools. Now let's start looking at how we can really drive towards that more student-driven learning experience. And so we do have online resources that it's like level one, wirelessly screen sharing. Level two, the first two levels are focused on the teacher and building the teacher capacity. And then level three and level four are focused on really engaging students in active engagement and building that sort of connection point. And they have asynchronous resources for teachers to go at their own pace. Because if you have a teacher who's like, I learned that and I want to learn this tomorrow, and then tomorrow. And then there's also ways to actually train the trainer. Like, you can just download a whole deck and do your own training yourself, or we can do it as well. So really giving that optionality of support and enabling people to go as fast or as slow as they need, but also making sure they have the support during each point of that, and that it's matching your need as well.
I'll also say tech support is amazing. Because I can count how many companies it's like, oh, we'll get back to you in 1 to 2 days. And that's not the case with Vivi. Now, I will say when we first started, the tech support was still in Australia. So I usually would put it in and I would get the response the next morning, because obviously Australia.
Yeah.
But it's since moved to America and like it's immediate.
Yeah.
Like, and that says a lot, I feel like, too, because when you're waiting days on end to get an answer where they're like, okay, what can we do? And we had an issue, couldn't figure it out. And I was like, literally, they're like, can you get on a Zoom with us so we can see what you're seeing? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that also just makes it even better.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I will say, just also from the support things, I know we talked about this yesterday, we're really focused on not just helping our teachers and leaders learn how to use Vivi, but how to implement Vivi in research-based ways. Mm-hmm. So really kind of, a lot of times we learn how to use a tool, but not how is this tool going to really be used in research-based ways to support strong pedagogy.
Yeah. I have to tell you, it's always exciting to have an educator in the seat to talk about it, because then we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty of it. Yeah, the hands dirty and the whole bit.
So yep.
If our listeners want to find out more and find out how to get in touch with you guys and find out more about Vivi, what's the best way they can do that?
You can go to our website, vivi.io, and you can book a demo right there. We will meet with you. We can go through like exactly like what you're excited about. Okay, you heard about this, and you're like, how can we use that or this or that? Excuse me. Also, we do have some reference districts who are part of our VV Educator Council. So if you're like, hey, I'd love to talk to someone first about their experience, we can actually connect you with those so that you can kind of ask all of the questions and find out like, yeah, this is really what I want to do. And then you can kind of go to the demo, because sometimes I know there's resistance to like jump in.
Yeah.
So there's tons of different ways, and more than welcome. I'm sure you can put my contact information on there too.
Sure.
They're just like super excited and just want to chat. Because I love chatting about it.
Awesome. Yeah. And catch you on social media.
Yeah.
Yes. Vivi, I'm like making sure I know this.
Yeah. We'll post it in the notes.
We're on there somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's Vivi Education on LinkedIn.
Cool.
And you can find us there really quickly.
Sure.
And Twitter.
Yeah, don't forget to just go to Google, type in Vivi. I promise you,
yes.
It's going to be the one, if not the first, the second.
That's right.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely.
And can they reach out directly to you, or would you rather have them go through?
Sure.
Yeah.
They want to reach out to me.
All right, how do they get in touch with you then?
I do have some socials, so I can leave you my socials and my email. And my email. We'll I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, cool. She's the best.
Awesome.
If you couldn't tell. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're having a great TCEA, we want to thank you guys for coming on the show.
And yeah, thank you so much. And I was going to say, she's also a member of our VV Educator Council.
Oh,
so
cool.
We actually have 25 educators globally who come together to share best practices.
Nice.
And we meet quarterly, and we share strategies. They inform our product board directly. And so those are the folks that I get to work with a ton to really be like, because I think that, you know, those are the people using the product. So like, how do we connect them to each other and build that community? So that's why we kind of have these friendships too.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.